Voice of Truth.
Last time on the Voice of Truth wake-up call, Dick Pence was telling us some of the ridiculous things that are written into the NDO proposal that if you're not careful, you might miss some of the wishy-washy parts. Let's listen right now as he continues, giving us this important information.
Every church in Billings offers services, whether it be Faith Chapel's
coffee shop
or many other churches, or for that matter, if you will, Vacation Bible Schools. Interestingly, the Billings Family Action Group last week brought up seven issues, and this was one of them. We brought this issue to the council's attention, and the council ignored us.
That's unbelievable. What is happening in other countries where this type of legislation is passed? How about internationally?
And what are the long-term effects on churches? Yeah. Now, this may seem irrelevant, but I would ask people to think clearly that just because it isn't at our front door right now doesn't mean it's not coming. First, we know that the current administration is in lockstep with this kind of thinking, and so it should be no surprise to us that now we're hearing reports of IRS agents going in, listening to sermons, and seeing if they comply with their thinking. While Americans assume that non-discrimination ordinances and this kind of legislation will not affect the church, evidence in other countries is mounting that see these exception clauses as not holding water. Let me give you a specific example, if I can. 2 weeks after England signed a marriage bill into law, a prominent homosexual activist launched a lawsuit against the Church of England parish in Meldon for refusing him and his partner a lavish wedding of their choice. Quote, he said, "I am still not getting what I want," he said. Barry DeWitt Barlow. And he is an international LGBT activist. He's been active in the United States as well. Under Section 9 of the Marriage, Same-Sex Couples Act 2013, it grants anyone in a civil partnership the ability to convert that partnership into marriage. So they have that freedom. But the law contains measures specifically to preclude unwilling churches from being forced to participate. So this individual that we just talked about had the choice of going to another church, but he targeted this particular issue. The question is then, will this clause stand before the courts, and will the gay community be satisfied with this legislation? Legislators had insisted that the church and clergy would not be subject to legal harassment over the proposal. However, the Catholic Church and the Church of England, as well as legal experts, dismissed the government's promises, saying that no law, get this, David, no law in Britain was safe from being overturned by the European Court of Human Rights. Well, we don't have that in America. Have you heard Ruth Bader Ginsburg and others begin to talk about international law?
Absolutely.
If you think it's not coming, you're not listening. Similar issues are going on across the border in Canada, and these preachers in these countries, if they speak about homosexual sin, that kind of thing, they're in big trouble.
The key thing is for us Christians to realize, and I don't know why we do this, we somehow rationalize that if they want that, and then we take a step back, well, okay, they can have that. And then what happens is they want more. And what it is this, we just keep moving back, and we move back, and we move back, and pretty soon we will have lost everything. The key thing is this, Christ never moved back. He stood for exactly what was right. He stood in the public square. He called evil what it is. And we as Christians need to stand. And if we don't stand, we won't have religious freedom in America.
Voice truth.
This is real, people. And we need to get more education on what's going on to the Christian world. Dick Pence will continue with this interview on our next broadcast, so be sure to join us. Foxhole Ministries can help you out with that information, and you can do this by contacting Dave Howard through our website, foxholeministry.com.